So in one of my previous videos last week, I talked about how women's workout clothing today is absolutely ridiculous. Like it's insanely revealing, and it's generally, I think, a vulgar bad thing. All right, if you're wearing painted-on clothing where everybody can see your nipples and camel toe, and you're going to public spaces like that, like it's rude because you're going to cause involuntary reactions in the men and the women around you. And you know, I go into it in the video. You can check it out if you want. And I got a bunch of guys agreeing with me, you know, like saying, hey, you know, I hear you. I even had some women in there in the comments saying, you know, I totally agree with you. But then I had some people who were disagreeing with me, which is understandable. And if this thing trends like my last video about women's clothing, it will, I'll get more and more of that as it reaches people outside of my little YouTube following here. But one of the comments that I got, what I think is so emblematic. So it's the epitome of the person who is like disconnected from certain realities that I think should be, you should be connected to. You should understand them. And I'm not trying to be mean to this person because it sounds like, you know, they're a fan and everything like that. And, you know, they were actually very respectful in their comment and the way that they disagreed with me, which is fantastic. I am all about intelligent discourse. But I found some of the stuff they're saying so outlandish that it'd be worth talking about because I've seen this kind of stuff before. So let's go ahead and jump into it here. All right, this is from our buddy All In Our Head. And so he says he, you know, generally agrees with me. This one he disagrees with pretty significantly, so he's going to share. First off, he says, I find it self-evident that the purpose of clothing is not modesty, but safety and comfort. When we are exercising, we need something to keep our balls, our boobs, as it may be, from bouncing around, okay? And also it is practical to keep our anal and vaginal cavities covered for a variety of reasons. Finally, the skins in these areas tend to be sensitive, giving that other person reason to cover it. Modesty is completely subjective, and I find it silly that our bodies are somehow something that needs to be hidden, and I am not at all convinced by any of your reasons, which I will also attempt to address without making this too long. Okay, so let's just start there, all right? That we are just covering our bodies purely for safety and comfort, okay? If that's the case, why is it that if I go and drop my pants out in a public space, I will get arrested and put on a sex offender list? Why is that? If my clothing is just about safety and comfort, why, if I expose myself, could I go to jail? Any idea? Well, because in our world, the way it operates today, it is sexual. Our bodies are sexual. First of all, they are inherently sexual, okay? We have sex organs. And part of male and female sexuality is attraction or repulsion to different parts of the body, particularly the way they shape, how they look, you know, the level of health, all that kind of stuff. That is a natural biological drive. And even in societies where, like, you know, they're like, you know, they're more, call them primitive. I don't even, that's kind of disrespectful, but like, you know, just indigenous maybe tribes where, you know, they, women, you know, regularly have exposed breasts and stuff like that. The men in those tribes still like breasts. They are still sexual signals. They're still like, you know, men will still find physical attractiveness, something sexually arousing. All right. And so this idea that our clothing is just for safety and comfort is insane to me. It's like, are you a human? Are you a male? Like you say you're a straight male. I actually asked for some framework for this. It's like, how can you say that then? Because like if you understand how male sexuality works, then you know appearance is a part of sexual arousal. And so it's like the more revealing it is, particularly in our day and age. And so let's play devil's advocate here, right? Let's say that you're right, that if everyone was naked all the time, then people would be less aroused by the sexual form or the naked human body. If it happened, if everyone was just naked all the time, yeah, we probably would. We would become to some level desensitized, but not entirely. Okay, not entirely at all. We would still retain a large amount of all of that kind of stuff, and then it goes further. So let's keep going with this. Oh, before we move on, there's another point I wanted to make is that like arguments like this where it's just like, oh, our whole cultural norm, the entire framework that everyone has developed in is wrong. And so what you're saying is silly. Okay. This is like similar to the people who say like there should be no private property, or similar to people say there should be no taxes. All right. It's like, okay, you can make the philosophical argument for it, but that's like a light years away from where we are at. That is so far away. Like when people like come out with these like philosophical arguments that are so disconnected from the way actual reality works, it's just like you are engaging in mental masturbation. You are not actually having a conversation about how the real world functions. And the way the real world functions today, a man is aroused by, you know, a fit female body if it's naked in front of him. Like that will cause a sexual response inside of him, whether he wants that to happen or not. You can rail against the socialization of the matter or whatever you want, but that's still the reality. And for you to just claim like, well, I reject that reality because philosophically I disagree with it. Like that seems such a silly point to make, but I've seen people make that so many times. And it's like, if you're going to engage in discussion, let's talk about what's real, what's actually happening. Anyway, let's go ahead and get on it. So another thing he says here is, another large problem I see is the assumption of women's motivations in dressing this way. For better or for worse, these kinds of outfits become seen as normal, and most women would wear a clown suit to the gym if that was what was in fashion. Okay, let's take that piece. All right. That says to me that you don't understand what drives fashion, what drives trends or anything like that. Okay. Like it's a complex thing for sure. And there is two different kinds of things at play. One is female status. Okay. Like a female comparing herself among other females. That's one piece of it. And so a woman wants to feel safe and secure within that hierarchy. Either she wants to try and stand, like she feels like she can rise to the top of it by standing out, or she feels like she can fit into it by, you know, going along with the herd or whatever. There's different strategies that women use. But then a woman also cares about how she stands in the eyes of men, all right? And both of these things are important calculations. And one of the things that's at the heart of this, of how all of this works, this kind of love triangle between a person, the relationship to their own gender, and then the relationship to the opposite gender, is sexuality, is reproduction, okay? The thing is, like, sure, there is some weird parallel universe where women will wear a clown suit to the gym, but that's not going to happen in ours, at least not on any sort of mass scale. Why? Because women want to be sexually attractive. They do. You know, that's kind of the way it works. And if you look at the history of, you know, the United States and Western culture, what we have is essentially a race to the bottom of like more and more and more and more revealing, more and more and more sexually exposed. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it follows that particular trend rather than to more conservative? Well, it's because it's a fast track to more attention. That's really what it is. It's a way for women who are fit to show off their bodies and get more status from the women around them, and also for a way to get more attention from the men around them. And so the women who do this, they rise to the top in popularity. And because of that, then other women look up to them, which then goes through this normalization cycle, which you point out here, which is true. That does happen for sure. Like some women, they dress this way just because they feel like they're supposed to. But I think most women are also aware of what they are doing. Well, maybe they're not aware. Some women, they are aware on some level that they are displaying themselves in a way that is likely going to catch the masculine eye. His next point here is that these outfits also maximize flexibility, comfort, and cooling, which are all very important for the gym. I often joke about what it would be like if men dressed the same way, and the fact that there is not equality in this is certainly silly. I don't buy this at all. All right, like, since when does having to wear completely skin-tight clothing maximize flexibility, comfort, and cooling? Why is a tight t-shirt more cooling than one that is less tight? I don't buy that. I've worked out in t-shirts my whole life. I've worked out in, you know, regular exercise shorts my whole life. Like, I'm totally fine being flexible and breathable in there. Like, what? Why does it have to be painted on? That doesn't really add much. I mean, like, you know, if you want to wear, you want to have that compression feel, you can always wear underwear like that. And if you're getting, like at a certain point, it's going to be a matter of like 1 to 2 degrees. Like, I don't think this is a truly a comfort thing, because at that point it's like, well, you know, you might as well just be naked. You know, that's pretty much what they're trying to do, is they're trying to get as close to naked as possible, which in a public space, I think, is inappropriate, because like I was saying, it's going to have involuntary reactions caused all around. All right. So now he goes on to make some other points too, like saying how he agrees 12-year-old girls running around in booty shorts with tons of makeup on him is a terrible idea, which I don't fully understand if his whole stance is that, you know, their bodies are inherently non-sexual. Why is it wrong for a 12-year-old to do that then? You know, according to your own perspective, I don't quite understand. It seems kind of incoherent. But I agree with you. Yeah, that would be very bad. Anyway, one of the things he says here is, if someone cannot control themselves around people dressing in the current fashion, they will need to stay home and spend time realizing that the human body is inherently neutral in terms of sexual attraction. It is only our twisted view towards the human body caused in large part by the requirement for people to wear clothing that causes this problem. A person's clothing has nothing to do with their promiscuity. Okay, so a couple of things there. Let's dig into that a little bit, right? First is that if someone cannot control themselves, then they just need to stay home. I agree with you. If some guy truly cannot control himself, you know, he just has to like start sexually attacking women, or he whips out his dick and starts jerking off, like, yeah, that guy should absolutely stay home, or maybe even in jail. It depends on, you know, how bad we're talking about here. So I would agree with you on that point. But the general sentiment that it is like this is a completely unrealistic thing to just not like, that seems weird to me. Again, we're back to this whole point of, oh yeah, bodies are non-sexual. That's just, you know, we already talked about how I think that is an absurd take, and that they clearly are. But then it's, you know, back to this whole like utopian idea of twisted views toward human body can, that's all caused by the oppression of clothing, right? You sound like the person who's saying, like, the root of all problems is taxes, okay? You got a point. I'm not saying you don't have a point, but I'm just saying you're not in reality. You're not dealing with the way things work. And because of that, it's not helpful. And then it also then gives a free pass to behavior that makes the way things currently are worse. You know, it's worse, all right? It's because things are the way they are. You know, we do have sexual attraction. Men are aroused by female bodies. And so just saying, they should just be able to do this, there's nothing wrong with this, what is that going to likely do? It's going to likely mean that the trend is going to keep going toward more and more promiscuous, okay? And then you go and you say, a person's clothing has nothing to do with their promiscuity. Nothing? Absolutely nothing? Are you sure? This is like one of those things where it's like, I wish I knew this person and like what level of social skills and social awareness they have, because the way that you dress yourself absolutely matters. Now, some people are more conscious of it and some people are less conscious of it, but whenever we dress ourselves, we are engaging in a form of nonverbal communication, okay? And is that nonverbal communication always 100% accurate and readable? Absolutely not, okay? You know, you can see someone that's like, you know, dressed like a goth who, you know, you might assume likes goth music, but guess what? They don't. They're like really into just like classical piano. All right. Yeah. Can things like that happen? Sure. But is there a trends that we can spot based upon the way that people dress themselves? I would say absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And if a woman is wearing extremely revealing clothes, to me, what does that communicate? That communicates that she is on some level interested in getting her body looked at. Is that fair to say? If she's completely fine wearing extremely revealing clothing, she wants someone to look at her body and evaluate it and get attention for it. You know, that's what I think is happening in a lot of cases when there is the option to not wear that and they choose to wear that. Why? Why would they? You know, it's like they're playing a game, and whether they're conscious of it or not is another thing, but they're still in this game of sexual attention. And so, you know, if you see a woman who's more conservatively dressed on average, I would say that she probably has more conservative values. More provocatively dressed, I would say less conservative values, probably more open sexually and that sort of thing. And is that true all of the time? No. there are many women who are very, you know, sexually conservative, who do just dress provocatively because they like the attention and they like the way they look and it makes them feel good, even though they probably never put out or they'd be loose or something like that. Okay. I know women like that. Women I care about deeply who do stuff like that, but that's just the way it goes. All right. It's still a signal, and to say that it has nothing to do with a person is, I think, a bit naive. Finally, our friend here, he says, I say this all with love and the hope of helping you see things in a different light. Basically saying, my primary concern is you will come across to people as controlling and possessive towards women with videos like these. Okay, listen, I'm not controlling or possessive. Women can do whatever the heck they want. I just have a right to dislike it. I have a right to say, hey, I think there's a problem with this. And I think this problem goes down to the fundamental way in which we value our sexuality. I think that we are cheapening it by plastering it all over everything. You know, we're using it for selfish gains to simply get more attention. I think that's messed up. I think I'm doing this because it makes me like 1% more comfortable and breathable at the gym, and it makes everybody else around me uncomfortable. It's like, that's still selfish. That's still rude, okay? It's like, yeah, okay, it inconveniences me for, you know, 4 seconds in the morning when I'm putting on my deodorant. I don't do that for me. I do that for the people around me. You know, it's like there's a certain level of social care we should have toward each other. And just because I'm pointing that out doesn't mean I'm trying to control any woman. I'm trying to call women to embrace their femininity and care about it more and not flaunt it off, not just, you know, like express it and expose it in such a cheap manner that I think demeans the beauty of the feminine form. You know, like the ability to give your physical body to your partner who you are, you know, you choose to be exclusive with and you choose to share yourself with that person, that makes it a wonderful, wonderful gift. And so, like, that's my stance on sexuality. It's like, I'm trying to make something that's sacred, pure, good, that facilitates strong families, creates strong societies. And this stuff is right at the heart of it, because the family's right at the heart of the society and sexuality is right at the heart of, you know, relationships. So it's like, as soon as this stuff gets screwed up, the whole society starts to crumble. And so if no one's talking about this, it's not controlling. It's just pointing out things that I think are really bad. Anyway, I sound really worked up in this video. Honestly, I enjoy getting worked up and just getting this to spout off on things and go on rants. So, and I've been told that some of you guys enjoy listening to them. So this felt like it was great rant fodder. And I actually am grateful to our friend here who is willing to talk to me about or bring up the points, because it gave me something to talk about. So anyway, no, not mad at you, all in our head. Love you. Appreciate the comment. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. Ooh, yeah. Wait, what am I saying? Not yet. We're not closing off yet. You got to join the Self Mastery Club, because guess what? We're going to be doing a lot of stuff in not November. And we're going to be getting a huge amount of guys free from pornography. So if you sign up now, you'll also be getting a discount on all the stuff that we're going to be launching in November. So check out the link. Sign up. Ooh, yeah. See you in the next one.